Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Negativity in the office is a business killer. I have seen good people and great teams erode rapidly because a single poisonous thought permeates the team. And, you know, sadly, this crops up more commonly in today's market, where volatility and constant change can often be the only things that are standard in your business. So as a sales leader or a business owner, it's imperative to have your employees talking positively about their team members, about your products and services, and about their performance in the market, their sales performance, regardless of what the competition is doing, regardless of price or the economy. So here are Colleen's 5 tips to reducing workplace negativity. But first, I want you to remember the golden rule, and that is this: the way your team treats each other internally is the way they treat your clients, partners, and vendors. And ultimately, that's why eliminating negativity is so important. Tip number 1, stop complaining. On a day-to-day basis, there are a million reasons why we can complain. And if you're taking advantage of any of those, you need to stop. Take a step back, reorient yourself, and ask, what can I do differently in these situations? How can I improve my performance? How can I change? When you as the leader take control of the situation, instead of complaining over issues, things will change on your team. Number 2, don't allow negativity about customers to be broadcast internally among your team. Years ago, I had a boss who imposed a really strict rule in our office. If you were caught once speaking negatively about your customer, you were warned. Caught twice, you were written up. Caught 3 times, you were fired. Now, that may seem harsh, but my former boss understood that success is achieved by providing positive customer experiences. And he knew that if we were talking negatively to ourselves, we would be talking negatively to our customers. And I'll tell you, this philosophy boosted our office's customer satisfaction scores from mediocre to number 1 in the company within a single quarter. Tip number 3, focus on yourself and your value. Don't focus on the competition. Too many employees, too many sales reps focus on, quote unquote, what the other guys are doing, and they get wrapped up in how this affects them. You have no control over what the competition is doing, so just stop worrying about it. Stop talking about it and focus on making the experience of doing business with you unique. Number 4, mentor and coach the team. Make your team members feel valued by taking one-on-one time with them that's devoted to improving their skills. This mentoring and coaching can also help you pick up on any negativity that's permeating the team and identify its source. This must be done weekly. And lastly, share every win. During your team meetings, through emails, or even on the company website, discuss and broadcast success stories. These could be external wins or internal wins. Share each success with the entire team so everybody knows that success is possible and worth chasing after. Because I believe there are few greater motivators than positive reinforcement and acknowledging a team's success. Negativity not only drives good customers away, but good team members as well. The end result of continued and unchecked negativity can be catastrophic for your business. It's vital to realize that eliminating negativity from your team starts at the top with you. And only after you become passionate about this can you expect your team to follow suit.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.